San Antonio got the designation from Homeland Security after its global entry kiosk installed last August were such a hit.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We're seeing more and more international arrivals, and that international footprint's growing for San Antonio.
Lois Hunter, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Port Director, says San Antonio's global members have been using the kiosk, but new applicants could not use them unless they traveled to Dallas or Houston to finalize the process, until now. Next to the baggage claim area on the lower level of Terminal A, applicants can go right into the customs office for the final step, the in-person interview.
Look to the immediate right of baggage claim and you'll see door 1101. This door is open during the time. They will walk in. Of course, we already know that they're going to be arriving, and they will come to the window. One of the officers will be ready for them.
The customs officer will interview the applicants at a desk in room 1101.
We will collect their biometrics. We will scan their passport. We take their picture, ask them a few law enforcement questions, and it usually takes less than 20 minutes.
Hunter says as the seventh largest city in the U.S., it behooves San Antonio to offer the service, and busy people expect the technology to keep up with their needs. City of San Antonio Airport spokesman Rich Johnson says San Antonio is now the 10th largest gateway to Mexico.
We have so many people now that conduct business in Mexico or live in Mexico and conduct business here or conduct business or live in San Antonio and conduct business in Mexico. And anytime we can save those executives and those business people minutes, versus hours, that's always money in their pocket, and it's good for them and it's good for the city.
There are some other advantages to having global entry processing in San Antonio. If a business has more than 20 employees who want the membership, a customs officer can be dispatched to the business to conduct the interviews. Hunter says there are advantages for members, such as not having to fill out those paper customs forms in flight. Members of the Global Entry Program, called Trusted Travelers, get to go to a separate line for TSA security checks for departing flights in certain airports. Johnson says San Antonio is not one of those just yet, but it's coming.
They're pre-vetted, and it's very similar to the Global Entry. In that instance, in those airports, that's where you don't have to take off your shoes. It's a separate line. It's a whole deal, kind of a whole different experience.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that the Global Entry program is only eligible for adults.
Global Entry is available to families.
As of March of last year, it is now eligible for all, including infants. So families have been hesitant to apply because they thought, oh no, my goodness, my kids are going to have to be in one line and I can go through Global Entry. Well, that's not the case right now.
Hunter adds people have been dropped from the program. The website says Global Entry is a risk-based approach to facilitate entry for pre-approved citizens. If you get a DUI, you're out.
If you get an arrest, it's automatically revoked, and it'll be reviewed upon the adjudication of the arrest. Yes, right. You're no longer trusted.
Okay. And if you bring fruit in and forget, you're out.
If we discover it, yes. Mm-hmm.
But
if you declare it,
I've got fruit.
Absolutely. If you declare it, please, I have the fruit. I've always told everyone, declare everything.
San Antonio is the 31st airport in the U.S. to gain Global Entry. The government program that started as a pilot program in 2008 seems to be taking off. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.